Inconsistent.
I don't even know what the real one is because there's so many different versions of it now.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know if it's copyrighted. If we're gonna get, it's 2 years ago. That's about right. All right. So we were talking about, what were we talking about? And I was like, oh yeah, we're done.
Oh, I was saying that, you know, we're getting to that. I'm excited for the future for AI, but, you know, let it filter out all the dumb people.
And I'm like, yeah, there's too many dumb people.
Like, you saw the woman that I don't know, she's Asian. I'm not going to discriminate which one. All of them. She was marrying a character she created.
Yeah. I mean, those are just weird people.
No, but those are people that got to go.
Yeah.
And I was telling my homegirl who's like, oh, the AI's taking over. She's really upset because there's a stalker that's making pictures of her. I told you this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was telling her, like, those people will filter out because they're not going to have kids. They're having kids with computers. Like, yeah, they're not going to their genes are going to die off. But you're saying that they continue.
Well, they're here already. That's the problem.
Right, okay. But they'll die off. I mean, we're not going to be around for this shit, so it doesn't even matter. But yeah. Skibbity-doo, tell me what this is about. And then explain to me what 6ix9ine is. I mean, 6ix7ine. I know what 6ix9ine is.
I have no idea what 6ix7ine is. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, great.
I don't think anybody knows what 6ix7ine is. Because there's
kids are saying it.
Kids are saying it.
It's always the kids.
Always has a confirmation of something. You know what I'm saying?
Always, like, a confirmation of something.
Like, you say something and they're like, they agree with you. They go 6, 7. Like, it's agreeing with it. It's almost like saying amen. Amen.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay. It came from somebody, a basketball player said, how tall are you? And he was like 6, 7, the way he said it. So kids just started saying it like that.
That's where it came from?
That's what I heard.
Oh,
I
boy.
I don't know where this is from. They do this. You know?
That's the scringy thing. The thing that goes ding.
Oh, you would think so because you're an old man. But these kids don't know. I don't know where they're getting dick. 6, 7. Yeah. But it all started. I think this is the beginning of the end for us. Wonderful song. Right? Very catchy. And I think that's what got the kids. The song is catchy. And then you watch the video, and they created this world, this lore of these toilets that have heads coming out of it. And they're at war with these camera people or these TV head people, and they're trying to kill them all. And this is the way they kill them. They flush their toilet, and then that's how they die, right? This is some lore they built, just proving that me and you can make a story and make millions out of it, because this is the lore that they have, and it goes with the song. Because kids grow up basically, well, let me say not kids not growing up. Parents are using iPads to babysit their kids.
Right.
Right? So the kids are naturally running into this kind of
stuff. Left to the devices.
They're left to the devices. So the devices is basically teaching them. Right? So the kids are learning from this. And if you watch this, it'll lead into a different video of something similar. You know how YouTube works or whatever, you know. Instagram, TikTok, whatever. It's like, hey, you like this? I'll show you more, you know? And look, it's like a war now between these two, you know, beings or whatever. This is
interesting. It's kind of poetic.
It's beautiful. I love it.
No, I mean.
No, he's killing them all.
Can I elaborate on the poeticness of it? Like, one side is the people always in the shits, and then everyone has a camera or a device that's taunting them, that they live by, that we can't get enough of, that we're plugged into.
Yeah.
It's almost like the cameras and the phones, they're stalking us.
And Jesus Christ. And with this is an ad, and with this skibbity thing, it led into more of this weird slang that they use. Okay? And they took slang that we kind of use, or that they made up their own, like, there was what they're doing is they're taking memes and they're turning it into one word. So they say the word, and because you know the meme, you know what we're talking about.
So that's what 6ix7ine is.
Something like that. So if I say, that's Ohio, you show me something, I'm like, that's Ohio. Right? If you know the meme, you know what I mean.
Right.
But if you don't know what the meme is, then you're out of the thing. So it's almost like kids' way to communicate with each other without the parents understanding what's going on.
Which has sort of been a thing.
Yeah.
In our,
yeah, but the problem is that this is brain rot. We didn't make this up in the park. having a conversation.
But
with
isn't
a friend.
It the same thing though?
No, because there's so much. You have to watch so much garbage to understand it. Versus me and you just making up a word on the spot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of time that they're using to rock.
So it's not the same thing as us saying, yo, 5-0.
No.
Where did 5-0 come from?
Just us talking, making up a language. The languages come from the memes. So we're not creating the language.
But the memes were created by...
by people trying to make money. They don't care about your brain if you're rotten. This is like the... Actually... oh, snap, your boy.
Oh.
Hitler. Let's try Italian. It's going to pop over. Oh, I don't need to pick the song. See, so you notice that a lot of them have songs. Because that's catchy. That gets them. That gets, especially the little kids. That gets them. Oh, look, there goes a 6-7 right there.
There goes a 6-7 right there.
But I want to see... Oh, this is Italian Brain Rot right here. I wonder if they have a freaking video that just shows... Oh, this is Italian Brain Rot. So Italian Brain Rot... See, look, he's reacting to it. It's just weird things that somebody made. I don't know. And they're making characters that everybody... Oh, if you give it sound for a second so you can hear what they're saying.
Give it sound.
Anyway, the point is... this is detrimenting to our children. Because there's so much video watching that they do before they can get they can understand the lingo. So if you say a word that I don't understand, now I have to find out what this word means.
Not you.
And I have to watch a lot of this crap to really understand what those words means. Again, I said Ohio. You know what that means?
Oh, it's a state.
Yeah. So if you watch it, then you know that Ohio means that is whack.
Right.
Because the meme was for years that weird things happen in Ohio. That Ohio is a place that they just ran. It's almost like when we say Florida, Florida man, people think that we're Ohio. Ohio is just a weird place that random things happen. You know, saying that's not good.
Okay.
You know, so they're using this terminology, but they did studies, and actually, maybe we could look it up. That this generation coming up, their IQ is lower than the generation before and the generation before that. Their IQs are actually going down because they're not engaging in conversation. You know, it started with COVID. Obviously, people said that. Well, they say it. It started with COVID.
But it started before that.
It started way before that. It's the parents. You know what I'm saying? It's kids having kids. So because kids are having kids, kids don't know how to be a parent. They're just kids having babies.
So you say that, but I think about like the photos of back in the day in the early American civilization of that image of the kids looking at the first camera and they're adults. Those are adults.
Yeah. Well, they're dead.
Well, of course they're dead. What I'm saying is that I hear your argument, but kids always been having kids, bro.
Yeah, but
kids always been having kids, bro.
If kids,
you know when that changed? The 60s, that this image of like, this is the way to be proper.
No. What I'm saying is this. Kids, when we were kids, if we had kids, there was no iPad to babysit them. It was between us and maybe grandma that could raise them, which actually spends time with them. You know what I'm saying? Now we're just like, we don't need a babysitter. Just be quiet. Take the iPad, sit over there for a couple hours so I could, you know, so I could scroll myself on my own feed, my own Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to watch my show. Sit over there. Watch that.
You know what I'm saying? Have you done that?
Oh, I do that all the time. I do it all the time.
I'm feeling guilty about doing it. It's like, nah, I know you do it. Yeah. We all do it.
But we do set boundaries. You know what I'm saying? There's like, if you want to watch, they want to watch YouTube. Obviously, YouTube is the best freaking network in the world.
Right.
As far as TV is concerned.
Which is wild to me.
So I say, okay, you can watch whatever, like an hour of YouTube. After that, no more YouTube. Maybe watch Netflix. Or... if they want to watch more YouTube, it has to be, first of all, on the TV, not on the iPad. And I need to see what it is.
Yeah.
And if it's not like something that I feel like is beneficial, I'm like, yo, turn that off. Delete that. Unsubscribe or downvote it, whatever. Just get rid of it. I don't want you to watch it.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Got it.
So a lot of the videos that they watch now are kind of like stuff that we would watch, where it's kind of like let me show you some of the most interesting spiders in the world. Let me give you like a top 10 cool spiders.
Yeah.
This spider is cool because it lives over here. And
there's a really cute spider.
Yeah. A little baby one that kind of jumps.
And puts its hand up.
Yeah, okay. So that's, so to me, I'm like, okay, you can watch that because I know you're going to come out with something. Versus watching Skibidi Toilet. What are you learning from that?
Yeah.
And that's you're literally just entertaining yourself.
Brain rot.
Yeah, brain rot. You know?
Wow. All right.
So I was like, all right, I'll let you watch YouTube if it's going to be something like that. That's fine. You know? But people are just, I mean, obviously, the younger you are, the less you know. So if you have a kid when you're young, you don't know that that's messing your brain up. You probably grew up on it yourself, so you think it's fine. That's like when people talk about beating kids, right?
It's the rod.
Some people are like, don't do it. Don't beat your kid. Why would you do it? Talk to your kid. I'm like, I got beat. I'm fine.
Right.
I went through it. Look at me. I'm good. So they could do it too. They could go through it too. It's the same way we feel about tablets. I grew up on tablet. I'm fine. Let me let them grow.
I don't think you need to beat your kids.
No, I don't think you have to.
I don't think you have to.
Maybe give him a little cocotazo, a little on the top of the head. You're like, oh, okay, you're serious.
A little noggin?
Yeah. You know what's funny? The only kid that I ever had to give him a little knock on the head was my oldest son.
Really?
That's it. I never had to hit any of my other kids.
Yeah.
My oldest son, because, you know, he's a pain in the ass. And every once I give him one of these, a little on the top of the head, say, oh. Like, oh, yeah, okay, now you get it. Like, I've done that maybe like three times. That was it. I don't have to beat him anymore.
I don't have to beat him anymore. No. All right.
But like, imagine these kids growing up. Okay, they're going through all this, and they never, especially with AI and all that. If the AI is doing everything for you,
yeah,
there's not much you got to learn. You know what I mean? Like, we had to go through the process of learning things. Imagine going to school. We had to do a book report. What do you have to do?
Oh, God.
I had to go to the freaking library.
Yeah.
And then
library comes to me now.
Depending on what, how old you were, you had to go to the freaking, the papers. What are they called?
Index cards.
The index card. Remember? Like, do you know, okay, this book, okay, it's in this section. Then you got to walk to the section, got to find it. Okay, this.
Oh, I forgot the number. It was 0.3 or 0.4.
And then you go, now you got to figure out in this book where it is, the information you need.
Yeah.
You know, or you have to read the whole book and now you got to write about it and go back. The hours, bro. First of all, now you're learning skills. I'm learning how to look for things. Then I got to learn how to find it. Then I got to learn how to read.
You make it sound like it's the Noah's Ark. We're searching for treasure.
No, but this is, you're actively doing stuff. You know, you ever heard of that thing where they say, like, if you do 1,000 hours or something, you're an expert?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, you know, those are little.
It's the physicality clips. Of it. Of adding an action to a thought process that it instills the.
But if you never had to do it, and now you're an adult. Yeah. They're like, all right, now figure out life. You're like, I've never done this before. Now you're frozen. You're like, what do I do? How do I go to the bank and get a bank account? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so we had to grow up learning things, skills. So now we're navigating through this world. And we, you know, we're kind of, hey, this is dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're kind of aware of that world. This is, don't watch this. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But if you grow up in this world, this is it. It's natural. It's normal. Oh, that kid do it. And then now with AI taking over more and more, like they're doing skills, like, oh, good, I don't want to do that. I'd rather watch the Skibidi Toilet. You know what I'm saying? So AI is going to get smarter.
So your kids know about the Skibidi Toilet?
Oh, yeah, they know about Skibidi Toilet. Yeah, yeah. Of course, they go to, they go to public school. So they, my daughter says 6'7". She learned it in school. I'm like, all right, that's funny.
Oh,
she's only 4.
Well, that's, I mean.
Yeah.
Listen, they're going to fade out. You know what I mean? Evolution of technology is going to win over.
But that scares me because, and I wanted to, we're going to do an episode on this, I think. What World War III, God forbid it happens, what it will look like. And we're talking about dumb people that are growing up. They're just dumber. They're less physical.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so, for sure.
Yeah. And we're talking about turning them into soldiers. You know, not only they're less physical.
That's hilarious.
They also have mental issues.
Yep.
You know, because they never dealt with problems.
Imagine the trauma they'll get of being in a freaking war.
A war zone,
match.
Yeah.
They would be lit, like PTSD. Yeah. We would have to add a few letters to that acronym, you know what I mean? For them.
Yeah.
Because they're on a whole different wavelength. Current events.
So you ever heard of, Let me rewrite this because I freaking.
And eventually, when your kids get older, you're going to fall off of the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be like.
Your access is through your kids of the shenanigans that are currently going on.
Yeah.
right? So you're gonna follow. I'm kind of glad I'm done. Wow. Okay. Bye. Goodbye, Mike. Thanks for coming by. What the hell?
So I'm trying to find videos of it, but there's like, this is like PTSD.
Not even the mic wants to hear from me, bro.
Let me see about PTSD.
You can't spell that? He put a forward slash, guys. Oh, snap. Okay. This guy.
That's you trying to change the camera while I'm typing.
That is me.
Fucking crap, nigga.
That's what I do, yurt.
Yeah, you know what? I can't find a video right now. Anyway, there's videos. Oh, maybe this is one. There's videos of people. When World War I happened, there was never a war like that before in history.
No.
Right?
No.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I swear I should probably type that in.
What was war before that? War was like a chess game. Like, literally.
It yeah,
was
yeah, like a chess. Everybody's standing around.
Stand up and take that bullet. Yeah. So, what?
So, look. Show this real quick.
Hit it.
This is a guy coming back from World War I.
Traumatized.
They're showing him a hat, I guess, of an enemy soldier.
Yeah.
Now, this is PTSD before we knew what it was. They called it shell shock. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it looked like.
Yeah. See, look, he can't even walk. Look. They're stuck. Because they went through so much trauma. Before this, nigga was standing in a line with the fancy suits on. They were like, fire! They all stand pointing a gun at each other. Bang!
Okay. Yeah, and like chess.
Yep.
Then take that bullet.
They went through World War I, which is trench warfare, where freaking things flying in the sky dropping bombs. They've never seen that before. They never seen a plane.
Heads exploding in front of them.
Imagine.
I mean, that happened before.
You've never seen a plane in your life. All of a sudden, they're flying in the sky. You're like, oh my God, it's an angel. You know what I'm saying? It's a demon flying. What is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They've never seen that before.
Let me ask you this. You think you would experience that? You would end up like this?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you never know.
It's one of those flight or fright questions, right?
Yeah, you never know.
But I kind of feel like I'm already crazy. I thought he was looking at us.
He can't stop moving his head, this guy.
His ears.
His ears. Like he's trying to fly away.
But you're fucked up.
So the way they experienced this World War I, that they've never seen anything like that, that's what I imagine this next generation will be World War
III. With when it comes to World War III?
Because they're like, I've been in my basement watching YouTube videos my whole life. All of a sudden, now I'm in a battlefield.
And their son.
Yeah, and they're like, I've never seen it. Bro, if you put us in a war today,
we'd be fucking.
Imagine the technology now with just drones.
We would, our demeanor would change, I feel like, because we see some shit. Like, if you and I went to the battlefield and went through it, we would see some shit and be like, we'll come back and look at each other and automatically, like, no. Like, Ohio. Like, we would know. You know what I mean? Like, we would know. Fuck around. It would be difficult to laugh again. It would be difficult to laugh again.
Yeah, I want to try to find it.
It would be difficult to laugh again. Fudge cake. Yeah, but I also think that, you know, World War III wouldn't be the war that we've seen before. It would be something. It would be drones, bro. It'll be drones. And then it'll get to the point where we need to involve people, and it's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to stay and watch YouTube.
Look at this.
We surrender.
Look at this insane. This helicopter shooting down, what is it, a missile, right? Oh, no, a drone. It's shooting down a drone.
Got him.
Toma.
Got him. Bang. Damn, that's a huge drone.
Look, this guy. This is a guy. They're recording the soldier. They know he's a soldier, right? He's walking through the field. They're watching him. How they know he's there? Does he know they're there? Probably not. The drone is so high in the sky, he probably don't even notice
it. Yeah, you could tell.
He just thinks I'm good,
here
right?
Here comes.
And here comes the freaking battle drone. Look, if now they locked in on him. They know where he's at. Let's send the drone to him. Look, now he hears a... Look. Okay, look. Oh my gosh.
That's so scary.
Look, he doesn't even know he's there yet. Oh, shoot. What the hell? What is that? Oh, he's like, I'm screwed. What is that?
Something hit
him. Look. Oh my God. Please hit my book bag and not me. Toma.
Wow.
Bro. Now, imagine you're in a war. You think, I'm good. Thank God there's nobody around. I'm free. All of a sudden, a drone comes out of left field. That means that, first of all, you've seen that enough times that you know I've got to be on alert all the time. You're never at rest.
Yeah.
You're always freaking out everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
So this is, me and you would feel PTSD off this.
Yeah.
So imagine this generation with the freaking skibbity toilet and they're done. They're done. They can't even handle crossing the street.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I see them cross the street. I'm like, you didn't even look both ways. What are you doing?
Yeah, but in World War III, it would be drones against... What I'm saying is this. In World War III, it would be drones against drones. And it gets to the point where, okay, all my drones are dead, right? And I'm looking at your stupid face like...
Yeah, but why would I attack your drones? I would attack where the drones are being controlled from.
I get that. It, yeah. But it's still a drone war, you idiot. Let me make my point. Let me land this plane. Fuck. Let me flush you down the toilet. What I'm saying is that I feel like war is going to be, okay, here's my technology versus your technology. And then, oh, I lost all my technology. So technically you won unless I'm willing to send my soldiers in.
Yeah.
And because most people are soft, when I'm not sending my soldiers, you win. That's it. What do you want? What do you get? My land is yours. Like,
I mean, look, that's what's happening right now over here. You know what I'm saying? They're still fighting men to men.
Right now, but I'm saying like...
Yeah, but if World War III started tomorrow, you know, how much more advancement do you think it is? There's still going to be soldiers on the
field. Us?
Yeah. There's still going to be soldiers on the field.
I don't know.
Even the drone, even the quote-unquote robots we have now, even if they could move like us, there's still a lot of shit. And they got to be charged.
They got to charge.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can eat in 30 minutes and be good for a day. These things got to be charged or replace a battery that could burn out.
No, we'll be there. We'll be where the battery chargers are, charging them up, making sure they're good and oiled.
And this is one of my favorite subreddits, the battle, what is it called? Combat footage. Insane. Oh, this is insane. When you watch how they're shooting, look, you don't know where the bullets come from, this guy. He's just getting shot.
Horrible.
It's crazy when you see them use the infrared at nighttime because it's thermal. You know what I'm saying? So you can see the oh, there he goes. Look, let's see if it shows here. Look, he's taking his time. That guy got hit. Toma. But when you see them shooting, sometimes you can see the blood splatter because blood's still warm. So you can see it splashing.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I got him.
With
he's
the
done.
Thermals.
And this guy's shooting. He's hiding. The guy getting shot at doesn't even know where it's coming from. He's freaking out. Could it be a drone? He's looking everywhere now. There's no safe space.
Yeah. So you go back home and any little click, clack, clack. A muffler going off.
You know what I'm saying? A car driving by that sounds like the drone that drove by. You're like, oh my God. Yeah.
Fuck. Electric cars. With that stupid sound they make.
That sounds like a freaking, like, it's being raptured. like, oh, my God, Jesus is here.
Nope. It's a Tesla.
It's a Tesla. Oh, thank God. I thought that was it.
Oh, God. Can we show this dangerous stuff? I don't think we can. So I got editing to do, thanks to you.
No, look. Oh, wait. Is this? They got them all? All these soldiers? Oh, they got them. They're not going to show it.
Thank God.
Oh, it took them all out, boy. Sheesh. Somebody got a drone or something? Oh, they don't even show the impact, but they show the aftermath. It's freaking chaos, bro.
Wild. For no reason.
Look at the leaves from the blades of the drone. Look, you see it? That's freaking nuts. Literally, they're hiding in a little pit. See the leaves flying everywhere from the fan of the drone? They know they're there. They're like, oh, we're dead.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do? Just shoot. That's the only thing you can do. Shoot at it. Try to knock it off the sky.
Hell yeah. I would have been with my pistol. Bang. Oh, they're sleeping? No, he's not sleeping. I thought that
look,
was...
Yeah. Oh, I think they're trying to use the fan. Oh, they try to...
Oh, they were
does it show the other drone?
They were definitely sleeping. That's wild.
Yeah.
They were definitely
bro, some
sleeping.
Of this stuff is insane to watch, bro. And that's the future of warfare. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is baby steps. If there's a World War III in 20 years, nigga, God knows where that's going to be at. You know what I'm saying? Imagine a drone with a small nuke. Coming your way. What I'm saying is that this generation, bro, they're cooked. You know, they're not learning the life skills. You know, are they learning how to cook? I don't know.
I know women that don't know how to cook. Like, it's expected for men not to know how to cook, right?
Yeah.
In a way.
I mean, yeah.
But
even like, even those skills that you don't know. You could learn it, but they just don't learn it. They don't even care to learn it.
Yeah.
These women survive all, they survive off freaking McDonald's and where can I charge my phone? That's their life.
And you get to do both those things together.
Yeah.
You know
so
what
that's
I mean?
What they care about. What's the McDonald's? I want to charge my phone.
Wake up, people. Yeah. This is your chance to wake up, look, get some vitamin D, you heard.
Learn how to make pasteles.
Nobody
knows how to make pasteles anymore.
No, bro.
Old people.
I've said that for a while that, you know, we're losing our culture. If you would take a Puerto Rican from 100 years ago, they would be like, who are you?
Yeah,
you
they're
are,
like, you're not
what
Puerto Rican.
What are you?
What country are you from?
Exactly.
Who are you? I don't know.
All right.
And this is why we're doing this, so we could teach kids.
Yeah, children. Lesson here.
We're doing classes soon.
Next year. All
right.
What else you got? That was like a little detention center right there.
That was detention right
there. That was straight up detention.
That was detention. That's you guys. That's what I'm telling the kids at the time. They're sitting down like, I'm like, you guys are all idiots.
You idiot. Stop flushing the toilet.
If I become a teacher, I would get fired within a week. Stuff I'd be saying to the kids.
Yeah. And they would love you, though.
Yeah.
They would love you.
First day of school. All right, I want all the smart kids in the front or the dumb kids in the back. I'll let them choose. You know who you are. Stop playing games. Come on, just do it.
What a social experiment.
Yeah. Well, see who, do I go to the back now? Like, you know. Come on, you know.
I'll be right in the middle.
If you're not sure, I'm going to put a math question on the board. All right, let's see how long it takes you to solve this. If it takes you more than 5 minutes to solve this, you got to go sit in the back.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, thank God. Don't hire this guy at Board of Ed.
I think I might actually do it. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
You've been saying that for a minute. You got to go to school.
Yeah, but I've got 16 years.
You have 16 years?
I'm saying when I retire, then I can be a teacher. I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, no.
I'm good. So I got 16 years to get a master's degree. Which, I mean, honestly, after reviewing some of the stuff they learned in college, I'm like, I think I got it. It doesn't look that hard, honestly.
Yeah, it's more.
The hardest thing for me is probably going to be math.
And writing.
But I got the freaking brain rot down with ChatGPT.
No, they know.
We'll see.
They know with that.
I'll be like, yo, ChatGPT, help me write this. That doesn't sound like ChatGPT.
You think you're the first one to come up with that? You idiot.
I'm going
to
do what we do. Like, hey, look, I'm going to write a thing, write it in that style. And put mistakes in there. Put like 4 or 5 mistakes in there.
Put 4 or 5 mistakes.
He's like, oh yeah, he's dumb. All right. Don't give me 100. Give me a 67.
Well, you know, is it Congress that passes the laws? It's Congress, right?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Right. So I think it's Congress or the Senate does the money, right? Anyways.
They both have to vote.
So they're trying to determine what laws to come out with AI. You know, because AI crosses federal lines.
And the problem too is that it's not. We're not talking about our country.
The world.
You're gonna pass a law in your country that restricts AI for XYZ. China's like full speed. I don't care. Do it. So now you're gonna fall behind, and China's gonna take over. And if China's AI can outpace your AI, China won. There's nothing that they can't do anymore.
Right, because they let it loose.
And you're restricting yourself. Now, they're going to come up with all the new technologies, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? What was I watching that they were saying that...
It'll be AI regulating AI.
Oh, that's what it was. They were talking about...
Because you can't put a human to regulate it. We're too dumb.
Yeah.
You know, we're not that we're too dumb. Our processing speed isn't...
No, it's not fast enough.
And in our capacity of absorbing information. So it'll have to be AI. It'll be us prompting AI to prompt itself. And not wild the fuck out.
Yeah, I was watching something. They were talking about AlphaGo, the first AI to like play the game Go.
Okay.
And they were like, the first one they made beat every human on Earth. And they were like, it came out with a few strategies we never even thought of, da-da-da. Then they made the new one that's even smarter than it. And then out of 100 games, the one that beat every human lost every single one versus the new one that they made that beat every time. And they're like, this one came up with strategies we couldn't even comprehend. So it's making things up that the entirety of humanity never thought of within a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're like, imagine we take the element chart, we'll give it to it, make elements that we never heard of or that we never could think of. And it'll tell you what it is and how to make it. So imagine China has that technology and they're making things we can't even think of.
What a wonderful world.
Yep. So, you know, hopefully it all ends really. I want to, you know.
Nah, we won't be around for any of it.
I want an AI robot takeover. I want the Terminator apocalypse. The freaking robot.
Nah, that's going to be in your head.
I want it. Give it to me. End the world like that. That way, the Earth is gone. Not gone, but the people are gone. Or, whatever. They're like moles in the ground. You know, and the AI is going. They're going to space. Beavers. Okay, let's go to a different planet. Let's take over over there. Because whatever program it said, kill them all, take over, this area. And the AI took the idea like, okay, I got to kill them all. And now it's going to go to different planets, taking over.
Stop using AI, people. That's how we win.
We lost already.
We lost, yeah.
If you stop losing AI, somebody else will, and you lost. There's no stopping it. It's impossible.
Yeah, there's.
We've already lost.
How many times a day do you use it?
AI?
Yeah.
I don't think I use it every day. I use it once in a while. Maybe like 3 times a week. I like using it though.
Yeah,
I like it for bouncing ideas off of it.
I got an idea. Give me the best bakery in Staten Island, and this bitch said, "The term best is subjective. I could give you ratings based on." I was like,
Yeah. Like, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh, okay. In that case, this is where you can get the mayo, guys.
Go to the ghetto.
Yeah.
All
right.
All right. So, leave it here. The tension. Ready?
Yeah.
The bird.
Peace.
Hit it.
Clear of the closing doors, please.